Neil McIver joins me on the line right now, McIver Capital Management at Canaccord Genuity. Neil, great chance to talk to you today because of the kind of markets we've been going through, the volatility, these two sharp down days, one a week ago Monday, this past Wednesday. What are you doing for your clients? How can you help them out there?
Well, indeed, Michael, and thanks for having me on. What a market we've had. And I would say, there's a couple of points you need to make about, where we are in the market. You take a look at the U.S., and the U.S. has added over 1 million jobs since January 1. So people shouldn't be too concerned. But before I get to the big fat idea, I just wanted to say that when I was on in December, my big fat idea at that point was to add a high quality bond component to your portfolio,
yes.
Primarily.
Yep.
Because we felt at that point anyway that interest rates after a period of rate hikes were very likely to come down, and indeed that happened. And since that point in time, those positions have risen between 12% and 20%.
Just can I hold you at that for a sec, Neil, just for a sec, because this is a point that it's really important. I absolutely remember you coming on with us in November and saying, okay, so you can buy these bonds. Then what happens is the actual bond price goes up, because that yield became more attractive. I'll give an extreme example. Let's say you were buying bonds at 10%. Now interest rates are falling. That 10% looks a lot better. So people buy the bonds. So, yeah, remind us, so you got capital gains and the yield on that.
Well, that's exactly it. It's a mathematical situation. If you own a 10 or 15, say a 15-year bond, interest rates come down by 1 point, then that means that bond rises mathematically by 15% plus whatever the yield is.
Yeah.
And so that's what we were talking about in November and December, was in fact to buy high quality bonds into your portfolio to reduce risk at that point. And then in May, my big fat idea when I was on was to rebalance the portfolio, and by doing so, take some profits out of the market, because the market, of course, rallied very strongly out of the correction that took place in December. Taking profits on outperforming growth positions in the U.S. Primarily, and buy underperforming parts of your portfolio, such as bonds and gold. And both of those concepts obviously clearly have borne some fruit as of today.
I'm talking with Neil McIver, McIver Capital Management at Canaccord Genuity. So let's talk about we're on today. You've had a great feel for the market. What now?
Well, the summer is a difficult time because there's not a lot of participants. You took a look at that big 800 point down day. There weren't that many. I mean, the volume was a fairly light day. So don't read too much into that. We have to be careful about that. What takes place in August isn't necessarily a sense of what's going on. But my big fat idea today is to do what we here at McIver Capital Management do with all our portfolios, which is to reduce risk by building in negative correlation into your portfolio and keeping it there. Now, negative correlation is effectively buying out of favor positions, which you like over the long term, but positions which move up and down in the opposite direction of your primary portfolio. And this is the effect really of dampening market volatility and reducing risk exposure. Now, most investors today, I would say, own, growth positions, many of which are in the U.S., and they rise and fall based upon how well the economy is doing or how well an individual component is doing. And growth investing, particularly in the U.S., has been a very successful strategy over the past few years. And that's great. But what happens if the storm hits? Topographical changes happen regularly, sometimes rapidly, and you need to be prepared for that. And let's be clear about this, Michael, and for the record, nobody knows when that's going to happen. I mean, a lot of people pretend, but really the reality is nobody knows. And for that very reason, we have to keep negative correlation inside of a portfolio. Now, two examples, the ones that I spoke about earlier in the year, are gold, which protects against the specter of inflation, which is something that we have to keep in mind considering the mass amount of sovereign debt in the world and the fact that tariffs themselves are inflationary, and out-of-favor Canadian energy names with solid balance sheets. So when it comes to gold, I mean, you could argue that silver is much more undervalued than gold, and I'll leave that for another analyst to discuss. But for this discussion, we can, just stick with gold. And you can own, if you want to own gold, you can own it by owning a gold mining company, or you can own the metal itself. And we own both for all of our clients, and they're up anywhere between 18 to 35% just over the past few months.
Yeah, but, and again, just so everybody's on board, what we're really saying is that you don't want stocks or investments in your portfolio that always move in the same direction. So Neil's saying he's got some that, you know, like, and we've seen this, just what you described, Neil, and why you did it in May is saying, okay, so I'm a little bit nervous about the growth side, you know, the typical growth stock that's done well since December. So I'm going to buy some gold, which at that moment was still down about $200 from where it is. So as the market's fallen, the gold goes up. Or as you say, the bond prices and yield, you know, went in your favor. The bond price went in your favor and you made money. So it's just go one direction. So you've got a little balance on the other. I mean, because I it's hard to, right. We only got about a minute here, but it's hard to imagine the volatility getting less. I personally believe the kind of stuff we've seen, especially in the last few weeks, a month, is what we're in for, especially going through into the end of the year.
You very well could be right, and that's exactly why you need to stabilize a portfolio. There's no question about that. Just a couple of quick examples. A good proxy for gold is to own iShares Gold Trust. It's an ETF which owns the metal itself. It's got negative correlation to the market. Michael, it's up 7% just since the beginning of August alone.
Wow.
And then in addition to that, there's plenty of great high-quality companies to own on this side of the border, which are often overlooked and out of favor. So in terms of, you know, Canadian out-of-favor energy, the energy sector, you can look at a whole number of positions, but, you know, let's take a look at Enbridge, which I'm not recommending any individual position today, but you can take a look at Enbridge, which owns a pipeline, which, of course, is a solid gold asset because evidently you cannot build any more pipelines. But back in 2005, the stock was trading at 65. Today it's at 44, pays a dividend of 6.5%, which is tax preferred. So it's paying us to sit back and wait.
Yeah. Another example. It's Neil McIver, McIver Capital Management at Canaccord Genuity. You can find him, just go to, he's in Vancouver, Neil McIver, McIver Capital Management at Canaccord Genuity. Neil, thanks so much for finding the time. Have a great weekend.